Dr. Cooper, past president of the Psychological Society of South Africa. Dr. Cooper, thank you so much for being with us on 101.9 Chai FM.
Thank you for having me.
You sound very calm and collected, which is just what we need in these very weird and wonderful times. Dr. Cooper, why are people running out to buy toilet paper? What is going on in their psychology?
Well, look, I think that we've never experienced an infodemic like we have with COVID in the last couple of months. There have been way over a billion media hits on a variety of platforms, and this is during an unprecedented upsurge in social media interaction in our world, versus the last pandemic was SARS, which lasted for 2 years, and the hits were just over 56 million. So you can see the explosive rise in media, and all people who have a device and who are connected are impacted by this. And the biggest thing, I think, is because we don't know what the eventual outcomes, you know, the lack of knowledge adds to the fear. And think about Y2K, the hype that was created in the, at the end of the last century, and Y2K came and went and the world didn't end. This is the second big fear that we're confronting in our world, and largely aided, I would dare say, by media, because media, if you turn on the radio, most stations are talking about it. If you turn on television and you get your news online, it's about COVID-19. And that hysteria is largely because of the fear of the unknown. Can it, it will affect me, and therefore I need to take precautions. But in this period, I think we're throwing out reason, we're throwing out knowledge and science, and we're told by the experts that unless you come into contact with somebody with those symptoms, particularly until fairly recently the world over, someone who has traveled to a particular hotspot, but then contamination from that person to others is likely to happen, and we've seen in the last 24 hours the first few cases in our country. So there's that fear that everything is going to shut down, we're not going to have enough food, we're not going to have enough toilet paper and soap and so on, and it's unreasonable because there is enough. But there's also this other factor, and that is we on the southern tip of Africa, where there's always been a collective communal response to issues, we've responded usually as communities, all our different with all our different backgrounds, there's been more of a community response to issues. But now there's this stark individualistic reaction, and it goes counter to the communal, humane, relating, desire that all our cultures have. And this solipsism, if you like, this crass individualism, this individual exists and nothing else counts, is part of that selfishness. And yet, if we look at what the statistics are, most of our people are religious, with a very small percentage reflecting no religion. And the vast majority are Christian. And the Bible says we need to be kind to and care for those who are vulnerable. And we need to be our brothers and sisters' keepers. But because of this frenzy, we are tending to think only of ourselves. And what we don't realize is that we need to take care of number one, but number one is not the only person. You need to worry about all those relying on you in your social, in your work, and in your other environments, not only in your nuclear family. So it's an unreasonable fear. It can be contained, as has been shown, for instance, in South Korea. South Korea and a few other countries have really turned the tide around on this. And if we desist from fear and listening to others who are similarly afraid, we will come to terms with this. And during the rest of the 60 days of emergency, we will be able to contain it and turn this around.
I think you raised such an interesting point when you talk about social cohesion and individualism, because the two clearly are opposites. And I think we're going to be tested in South Africa. We're going to see what we're made of, because right now, driving to the studio this afternoon, I heard that Nahawu is preparing to take strike action and conduct a march, despite the fact that they've been told don't do this by the president. Gatherings of 100 are not allowed. And one understands in South Africa the extremes are just so much more than in a homogenous country like South Korea, where pretty much the value system would be common. You're so similar, you're so same. And one wonders whether as South Africans we're going to have the wherewithal to come through this. Is there enough social cohesion to hold us together?
I think that we need to put our the whole first, and not our individual interests and even our sectarian interests, because now is not the time for political scoring and for other one-upmanship, because we will enable the spread of this disease, and whatever happened to Nongauze will be in that period of our colonial history will be nothing compared to the devastation we're likely to wreak, because this will spread if we do the kinds of things that experts have advised governments on. They've taken serious advice from the World Health Organization. They've contained it. Heaven forbid we haven't had a death yet. And we can manage this, but by defying national precepts, we are going to actually add to chaos, we're going to add to alienation, and we're going to force our government to declare a state of emergency, which I think they've avoided. And it is a period when calm and good counsel, we need to listen and speak with, not at each other. We need to think of our common humanity. We need to think of our common identity as the country, as fellow citizens, rather than as individuals and atomized. So I think that, you know, sometimes we can do things that are not thought through, and it's about time that all of us became more mature and began to think of the other people in our midst, not just ourselves.
Dr. Kuba, I want to thank you so much for talking to us today, because the brief for myself at the beginning of the show was to provide factual, helpful, and constructive information at a time of crisis. I think anything else is to be fear-mongering and to be destructive. And I think you've certainly assisted. So I really do want to thank you. And, yeah, maybe you'll consider speaking to us again in the next couple of days, because this is clearly an issue that's going to need some measured and yeah, sensible input from people such as yourself.
Be healthy in the studio and outside the studio.
Okay, that was Dr. Seth Cooper, the past president of the Psychological Society of South Africa, giving us very, very sound